First, the Trump administration approved a plan yesterday that would allow Wisconsin to implement work requirements for people receiving Medicaid benefits in the state. It's known here as Badger Care. The approval comes at a critical time for the Walker administration as Governor Walker seeks re-election in a tight campaign against State Superintendent Tony Evers. Our next guest is here to talk about the new requirements and the political impact of the policy. Nathaniel Wexel is a reporter covering health care for The Hill. Nate, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
So give us a quick overview of what the approved waiver does in Wisconsin.
Right. So basically under this, the new waiver, if you are on Medicaid in the state, if you're between the ages of 19 and 49, you're going to have to work up to, you're going to have to work 80 hours a month to keep your Medicaid eligibility. And they do have a bit of a buffer. So if you anytime up to 48 months total, then you lose coverage, basically.
And what about if you're over 50?
If you're over 50, then you get an exemption. So either you don't have to work as long or there are certain policies built into that.
And remind us, Nate, who actually is eligible to receive Medicaid?
Basically, right now, Medicaid is generally for the poorest or the sickest people in the state. And what's interesting about Wisconsin is it did not expand Medicaid eligibility under the Affordable Care Act. So if they chosen to do so, more people making more money up to 138% of the federal poverty level would have been eligible. But right now, it's basically people either at or below the poverty level. So this is going to affect the sickest and the poorest people in the state.
Now, poorest goes with the poverty level. Sickest could mean pretty serious health conditions that qualifies them for Medicaid. Are there exemptions if you are really physically not able to work that much?
There are some exemptions for that, and they make exemptions if you're pregnant, if you're elderly. We talked a little bit about that, but mainly if you are a healthy, able-bodied adult, they say you're going to have to work.
Now, the state originally wanted to include mandatory drug testing in addition to the work requirements. What happened with that request?
Right. So the waiver approval doesn't go as far as what Walker wanted. They are not able to drug test. But what they are able to do is basically what's called a health risk assessment. So this means that the state is going to be able to compel you, if you are on Medicaid, to disclose whether or not you engage in certain unhealthy behaviors. So if you do enough exercise, if you smoke, if you drink, all of that is now going to be into consideration.
And what has the Trump administration said about approving this work requirement waiver?
The administration sort of acknowledged that these waivers are controversial. They said they know that there is some criticism that it's basically a way to save states money and not actually connect people to work. But the administration is very adamant that work requirements are, as they say, it's a compassionate policy. So the Seema Verma, who is in charge of the Center for Medicaid and Medicare Services in the federal government, she basically said, we're not going to retreat from this position. This is the fifth state to do it. We will approve more if people ask for it. It's basically full steam ahead.
And, Nate, as you said, there are four other states who have also gotten these waivers approved. How does Wisconsin's plan compare to those other states?
So what's interesting about Wisconsin is it is the only state so far that has not expanded Medicaid. So Arkansas, Indiana, New Hampshire, and Kentucky all expanded Medicaid. So their work requirements will impact people who generally make a little bit more money than the people in Wisconsin. The other thing about Wisconsin, though, is that it has this 48 aggregate month rule to get to the work requirement. So if you are not working for 48 months, then you lose eligibility for 6 months. And that's a bit more of a buffer than in some other states where it can be a year, it can be 6 months. Just if any time you're not working for, a year for 6 months, then you lose eligibility.
So those other four states had their waivers approved before Wisconsin. Have there been any challenges to waivers for those other states?
Yes, there have. So right now, Kentucky actually had their waiver invalidated earlier this summer. A federal judge basically said that the state didn't listen to comments that said thousands of people would lose coverage. So they essentially basically kicked it back to the Trump administration for further review. So right now, it has not yet taken effect, but it sort of seems like it's only a matter of time before it does.
We're talking with Nathaniel Wexel right now. He's a reporter covering health care for The Hill, and we're talking about the approval of the waiver that Wisconsin requested to have a work requirement for Medicaid recipients. Now, the Walker administration has been seeking this waiver for quite a while now. Now they have it. Do we know what kind of timeline they might be on for implementation, Nate?
We don't know that quite right now. I imagine they could try to implement it as soon as possible, but it all sort of depends on the outcome of this election. As you mentioned at the top, that Democrat Tony Evers does not support this waiver requirement. So if he wins this election, he could either withdraw it or make changes to it. So right now we're sort of just waiting and seeing what's going to happen on Tuesday.
And it's interesting because, as we said, the Walker administration has been seeking this for a while, the timing of this approval a week before the election, and Evers and Walker tied in the Marquette Law School poll at 47% each. It's an interesting time for this news to come out. Certainly it's not going to be implemented before the election, but could this have either a pro or con effect for Walker?
I would imagine it could. Walker could go out in the final days of his campaign and tout it and tell his supporters, look, you know, the Trump administration finally approved this waiver of mine that I've been seeking. You know, I want to connect people to work. I want to move people out of poverty. You know, Medicaid is not an open-ended entitlement. Look at, you know, all the reforms we're doing. But at the same time, it definitely gives Democrats a lot more ammo. Democrats all across the country are running on health care. Wisconsin is no different. And they can say, look, you know, Scott Walker wants to take away your Medicaid. That can be a pretty powerful announcement for people.
It's also an interesting time because Wisconsin has a very low unemployment rate. And so these people who are receiving Medicaid who now will have a work requirement, it might be hard to actually find a job. Is there any kind of training that's being put forward for to help these recipients find employment that they're suited for?
Yeah, so I have not seen a specific job training requirement or anything in the waiver that would give job training. If you are in a job training program, that counts towards your work requirements. But I have not necessarily seen anything in there that says you're required to give training to help people get a job and to qualify for this requirement.
Is this a topic that has been used as kind of a political hot potato in other states where it's been passed?
Yes, and there have been, as you noted, there have been legal challenges in Kentucky, in Arkansas. Definitely there's been a legal challenge, and it has absolutely been, a political issue. Thousands of people have lost coverage in Arkansas. Thousands of people were predicted to lose coverage in Kentucky. Advocates in Wisconsin say thousands of people could get kicked off of coverage, so it's absolutely a policy that Democrats do not like, and more or less across the country, they're willing to put it on the line and say, if elected, I will not go forward with these waivers.
I want to go back to something that we said earlier, Nate, because we were talking about Wisconsin not having expanded, taken the federal expansion on Medicaid. Guy Bolton at the Journal Sentinel actually says that Wisconsin did expand the Medicare program to cover adults with incomes up to 100% of the federal poverty threshold, or $12,140 this year. So it wasn't the full expansion that was available, but it did actually go up a bit.
Right. So it's not the full expansion, but again, it's not up to 138%. If they took the full expansion, that expands
right.
The rate, so you get up to 138% of the poverty level.
And Nate, as we wrap up, what will you be watching for as we get closer to the election and after the election in terms of this work requirement for
Medicaid. Yeah. So really, we just sort of have to see what happens. If you know, if this proves to be a policy that Walker can sell and it helps him win re-election, you know, we can imagine that we'll be seeing this get implemented very quickly. But if, you know, Evers can pull out a narrow victory, we'll sort of see if he wants to withdraw it altogether or whether he just wants to make some certain targeted changes, whether, you know, maybe he can keep the work requirement or change the premiums or, you know, make it affect fewer people, that sort of thing. But, you know, we'll have to see.
Well, thanks so much for bringing us up to speed, Nate.
Thank you.
Nathaniel Wexel is a reporter covering healthcare for The Hill. He joined us to talk about new work requirements for Wisconsin Medicaid recipients that were approved by the Trump administration and the impact this could have on next week's election. Coming up, do you or have you used dating apps? Has your experience been largely positive or negative? We talk with a guest who's studying the sociology of online dating. Stay with us here on Central Time.